You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, it was a treat for us on Friday to get to meet so many Mix 100 listeners, so many Dom and Jeremy people that came out to the little pub out in Highlands Ranch, and a lot of photos were taken.
What a great time. You know, I said I was going to be there at 4 o'clock to get there a little early to, have a little nibbly or something and a beer before we got going. I ended up rolling in at 3:30. And there was already like five tables full of people just sitting there patiently waiting.
Cool.
I know. It was so nice. Like Dom said, we met so many great people, happy people. And to top off my night, I was able to have some calamari, which I never get to order because my wife hates it.
Right.
So we met great people and I got calamari. It was a total win, man. Total win of a night.
Yeah.
Posted a bunch of photos on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy, if you want to check that out.
It's a good time now. We've had a lot of people ask if we're going to do this again in a different part of town.
No,
the answer is sure we will. When? We don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
This one was pretty random and just thrown together, and I think that's the best way to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It was just very casual, and stop by if you can, and we'll do it again. And it's always fun. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who showed up. You were very kind.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Pretty much made our weekend. What else is going on at your house?
What else? Other than that, had a great weekend. Had a big barbecue this weekend with some friends and family. So that went over really well. Had a lot of food and drinks and all that stuff. Got to play outside a little bit. And then I spent a lot of my day yesterday trying to figure out what stinks in my garage. It's like as soon as you open up the door to go out there, I don't keep my trash in the garage, anything like that. It stinks like something has died in there. And I have searched high and low. I backed out the cars and everything, and I cannot find what smells in there. The only thing, I was up at 1:30 this morning, waking up, thinking about this. The only thing I can think of is maybe I hit something with my truck Friday, Saturday or something, and then pulled into the garage. And there's some remnants underneath somewhere, and they're rotting because the
heat
in there.
Either that, or you've got a critter that got inside the walls of your garage and has died.
That could be the case. And the other thing I thought of is maybe a bird or something flew in there if I had the door up and I was inside, and it got stuck in there and it has died. So, yeah, there's another critter issue. But yeah. I can't find it. I've really searched in there, and I look like an idiot because I'm like down in the corners. I'm like under my car trying to sniff it out. I can't find it. So
I had a friend of
really
a friend
gross.
Who did have something inside the wall of a garage. I can't remember what it was now, but they...
A squirrel or something, or a
no,
rabbit?
No, it's bigger than that, because if you got that big of a smell, it's
a
usually
raccoon.
Something of a pretty good size. Yeah, something small like a bird is probably not going to...
Yeah.
You might not even notice that. This is more of a big old animal that gets inside.
It could be a squirrel, or, I told you we've had chipmunk issues at the house, so I don't know if a couple chipmunks got in and, kicked it, so... I don't know. All I know is it's one of those smells that stays in your nose. So, like, right now, that's all I smell. And I wonder if it stuck to my clothes because I got in the truck this morning, which was in the garage, and I could smell it. And I'm wondering if people around me think I stink.
Yeah, you stink.
I think I stink. I smell like carcass.
In my house, Gretch has ordered some more of those Luna Moth caterpillars. And they are growing, and she has built like a homemade cage thing. She went to one of the hardware stores and got stuff, and she built this big, tall... I have to shoot you a picture, because I know you said Reed is into this kind of stuff. And these things are... She puts the right kind of plants that they eat in there. They are growing. They're huge now. She has 10 of them in there. One of them escaped yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And she figured out how it's getting out of there. And so she was actually sewing up the mesh around it. She had needle and thread and was sewing it closed. And she's now waiting for them, as she says, to pupate.
Yeah, sure.
So now they're going to create their little chrysalis or whatever and get in. And when they come out, they'll be Luna moths, which are huge. You should Google them and look them up. But we have got it for now. It's in the house. It's in the living room. She usually keeps that out on the back patio. But Niles, the weirdo, my cat, is completely intrigued by it, and he's sleeping right next to the thing so he can keep an eye on these giant caterpillars, because right now they're about 3 inches long. And getting a little bit bigger. I'll shoot you some video.
Why is she
everything.
Raising all these? What's she doing with them?
She's into all sorts of outdoor stuff like that. As her tagline, you know, for her her social media stuff is, I do weird S in the forest.
Gotcha. And the living room, apparently.
And now the forest has come into my living room. So,
and going back a step, isn't Chrysalis like the perfect stripper name?
And in a way, that's what they're doing.
That's right. They're shedding.
They're shedding their old bodies. They're stripping and becoming these Luna moths.
Next up on the stage is Chrysalis.
The fact that they were getting out while they're out on the patio, I was all right with. But when she moved over, I came downstairs this morning, you know, when I woke up, and it's now in the living room. I'm like, do I have these giant 3- and 4-inch caterpillars now all over my living room?
Yes, you do. You're going to wake up, and they're going to be in your ears.
If this works out like I think it's going to, though, it would be a great experiment for your son and any of our listeners if they've got kids who are into this kind of stuff.
He is. He just got a big net thing that he got for his birthday, and we actually went out to look for caterpillars to put in it. So
yeah,
we did caterpillar hunting the other day.
This is some company that you can actually order the Luna moth.
Yeah, that's because we thought about doing that because we couldn't find any caterpillars, and I'm like, surely you can buy these things on Amazon, and sure enough, you can buy bugs straight off Amazon.
And you got to find the right food for them, though, before you ever go and order them. Make sure you've got plenty of their food. These things are devouring these particular leaves. I have to look up and see what kind of
milkweed
leaves
I know is the one we needed. Milkweed and then pepperoni pizza.